Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The next video sale is the week in the Rockies, July 7th through the 11th, but deadlines are coming up fast. Cattle need to be cataloged by June 20th, and the videos need to be submitted by June 27th. Again, June 20th for the catalog and June 27th for the videos. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. Selling cattle the Superior way.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Today, we celebrate the catfish.
The catfish has the whiskers.
Entire day. Now, depending upon where you're at in different parts of the country, the catfish is delectable.
Why is that not the case where we live? If you say that you're going to serve up catfish that you just got out of the stock dam, everyone will look at you like you're crazy.
But that's because where we live, and don't take offense to this, but where we live, the catfish is considered a garbage fish. Where we live, it's the walleye, the bass.
That's true. That's true. But you and I have gone down south. You've even lived in Oklahoma. I've gone down south with you, and we will go and order as an appetizer catfish fingers.
Absolutely.
They're delicious.
Absolutely.
For some reason, we can't make those up north.
You have to know how to fillet them, though. You got to get that little mud vein out of there. I don't know how to do that because I usually don't save the catfish.
And I don't fillet fish.
And you don't fillet fish.
There we go. So have you ever noodled for catfish, though? Because you did used to live in
Absolutely not.
Why? Because you're scared?
There is no way, shape, and form that I would ever try to do that. Because they grab onto your hand.
Yeah, I know.
When you're reaching in these crevices and you're holding your breath underwater and you got to try to pull these great big catfish out, I would never try that.
Okay, I think I would, as long as I didn't have to put my face underwater. I could just reach down, I would try it.
That doesn't work.
Well, I'm just setting my own rules.
If you're going to noodle for catfish, you got to dive under the water. You got to hold your breath and you reach in there and they bite your hand and you pull out this monster. That's how it works.